250 farmers from across the country. Many of them had never flown before. And so we're standing on the steps, a small group of us going in to see a member of Congress to talk about farm policy or something. I was president of the Minnesota Farmers Union at the time. And we're standing there just kind of waiting for the rest of them. And all of a sudden, this security guy comes racing out and says, run, run, run like hell. I'll never forget it. And all the people are just streaming out of the building. People are, and we're, you know, a bunch of old farmers. We're thinking, you know, well, where do we run and why are we running? And then you could see the smoke in the skyline coming out of the Pentagon. So apparently within, you know, seconds of him announcing, or minutes maybe, of running, the plane had hit the Pentagon. And the long and short of it is we ran right downhill. And you know where Bullfeathers is down on the house side?
Yep.
So we headed straight down the hill toward kind of toward that area, and then hung a right and gathered up with a bunch of other farmers, and we headed back to the hotel, and then the rest is kind of history. I remember walking across the mall that night, and Washington, D.C. was deathly quiet, and only to hear in the background, behind the Capitol, this whoop, whoop, whoop from helicopters coming. Pretty soon, one comes straight across the corner of the Capitol, then another big old black helicopter, then another, and we watched them go over, and a friend of mine was standing there, and you could look up and you could see a missile hanging on one of them particularly, and he said to me, don't flick your Bic. I said, okay. And it turned out that those three helicopters were President Bush coming back to the White House, because one veered off to the left, one veered to the right, and one of them settled down into the White House lawn. But you could look up on the Capitol, and there were guards standing on top of the Capitol, black-clad guards. We walked across the mall. Nobody around. Cars were streaming out of Washington, D.C. At one point, I didn't see it, but a friend of mine said they were driving up on the curb to get out. The traffic was that intense. Because everyone was worried, I suppose, that probably that plane that crashed in Pennsylvania was coming toward the White House.
I remember
running down that hill thinking, well, if it's an airplane, at least I'm going downhill and the blast will be above me or over my head, you know.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Crazy.
It's all very compelling, you know, in terms of even 15 years later.
Yeah.
I mean, it just,
I shut my eyes and I can absolutely hear and see. I mean, remember some of the staff were running out and they had heels and they took their heels off and were running, women, and were running down the hill in their stocking feet or nylons because they were moving out.
Yeah, well, what can you do? I mean, you don't know whether the nation, it seemed that the nation was under attack. I mean,
it
was
sure
for a period of time, certainly.
Absolutely.
But you never really knew if it was going to continue. And from what quarter? Would it be planes or something else?
Yeah, you didn't know. You didn't really dare look. And I remember that was my thought. If I'm running down this hill, at least you're getting lower than the blast may, if something happens bad behind us. I remember that. Wow.